442 Diet. That's 800-442-3438. Call us right now. You'll be glad you did. 800-442-DIET or SeattleSutton.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, after all these years, I bet you've got some great stories coming out of Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
That's a fact, Mr. Shannon. I've seen everything from proposals to weddings to anniversaries, everything at Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie's has been making memories for over three decades.
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon. Happy couples have started their lives at Fast Eddie's. Babies have been born. People have had their 21st birthdays with their parents and children. It's truly a place where people's lives have changed.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Babies have not been born at Fast Eddie.
Oh, no, not on site. A lot of folks have met there and went on to start a lot of great families. It's just a big part of people's history.
Wow, that's a lot of lives affected in a big way. You serve the coldest beer in town with the tastiest eats and the best live bands on that huge outdoor patio. You've changed lives in the best possible way at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
It's a true honor.
For direction, go to FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Menage a trois.
Oh, those are good. That's what I hear.
Three trois, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not just one trois, but three trois. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 16th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. Two locations in the St. Louis area. I spoke with an attorney about 3 days ago, and he said, by the way, and he mentioned another attorney, he said, this guy raves about Good Feet, about the relief he got, the pain relief. We'll talk about what they do, how they do it, and why it may or may not be the answer to your pain problem. But before we do that, we have to do this. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are looking to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be a good idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan, owner of a brand new guitar. What's it called?
A Sector.
Owner of a brand new...
Is it Spectre?
No, Sector.
Sector? Yeah.
Sector Cigar.
Sector, not
guitar,
cigar.
Not cigar. Not cigar. What the heck is wrong with me? Sector Guitar. And I'm sure it never sounded better than in the hands of one of the great bass players of all time, Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. And I want to say hi to Nate and his family, who are very AM in the PM. I met them at a Mexican restaurant Friday night. They were taking pictures and they were laughing with this app, and I said something, and I said, a friend of mine has this app on his phone, and he goes, are you Dan? We got this app idea from Eon the Peon.
Wow.
So, how about that?
How about
that? So, hi to Nate and his family.
Far more listeners than we ever imagined we had.
Yeah.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He worked the Blues game. Dan, I know you're thrilled to death about that Blues.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, man. Wouldn't they play tomorrow night now?
Yes.
All right. Here in town, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, go Blues. See, people like me, the Monday morning quarterback, we jump in there at the last minute. Okay, go Blues. Where were we the rest of the season? I get it. I get it. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy has a guitar. I never knew that he played, but it's an old guitar, and he doesn't use a pick. He's used the same. It's an old, dried-up, hardened, triangular piece of, what'd you say?
Cheese.
Cheese. Now, cheese will get really hard. His is so hard, he uses it as a pick for his guitar. And he says, and then when you're done with it as a pick, you just eat it. And when it's that hard, it takes a little while to soften up. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Actually, a Schecter guitar. It's S-C-H.
Yeah, I was wondering
if that's the name of your own guitar.
I went to Google it, and I couldn't find a Schecter.
That's S-C-H-E.
It could be pronounced.
I think it's a Schecter. There is a Spectre guitar also, I think.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Brought to you by the Good Feet stores. Good Feet. Not everybody's feet are good feet. Some people's feet are painful feet. Plantar fasciitis. That's the number one reason people go in there. If you ever get it, you'll know it. I've had it. I've had shingles, too. You'll know you got that. They can't help you with shingles. If you go into Good Feet and go, I got shingles, they can't help you. You just have to let it run its course. It takes 7 or 8 weeks. But if you have plantar fasciitis, you have another form of foot pain. Maybe it's pain in your calf or your knee or your hip or your back. Still could be. The issue could be, and the problem could be in your feet and the way you stand and walk and pressure that's put in a certain part of your feet that needs to be relieved by shifting the way you walk and stand. Not in a way that you'll notice. In other words, you won't get up and fall over because you're walking differently, but you'll notice it in the fact that, my goodness, the pain is gone or it's so much less. That's what you're looking for. When they put that insert in your shoe, and it may not be the first one, they'll try another one and another one. They know pretty much about which insert to get for you because you'll stand on a piece of carbon paper type stuff, and they'll know from the way you stand and the imprint it makes where there's too much pressure. Think of it this way. Think of if you put your hand down on a piece of carbon paper and you only press down on the right side of your hand, the imprint would show all the weight is going on the right side. So they know if you're putting too much on the side of your foot, the ball of your foot, you're walking toward your toes too much, and maybe this will be the solution and this will be the answer. It has been for thousands of people. I'm never going to sit here and tell you that it will work no matter what the issue is. That's ridiculous. You may have a more serious problem that requires surgery. But for thousands of people, and many of them shocked to find that it actually did work. You got nothing to lose but 30 or 40 minutes. You don't need an appointment. You're in pain, and you think it might possibly be related to your feet and the issue where you're not distributing it. It's not evenly distributed. Then what the heck? Give it a try. And hopefully your results will be the results that thousands have experienced, and that is, if not complete pain relief, noticeable pain relief. Two locations in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. Didn't we learn one time the actual expression is kitty-corner?
Kitty-corner, yeah.
Kitty-corner? That sounds stupid.
I know.
I'm sticking with catty-corner, right or wrong. Across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dearburg's. Or you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com. Downtown, is he downtown?
Yes, he is.
St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring who else? Bill Cleveland. along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's easy to use, and it's free. Laclede Cab, the only cab, if you're AM and the PM, the only cab you ever want to be seen in, and that's a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Coughlin.
Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon. How are you, Bill?
Doing good. Just back from Columbus, Ohio. You ever been to Columbus, Ohio?
I don't believe I have.
It was a really neat town. I didn't know much about Columbus, Ohio. They had a Midwest Travel Writers Association conference there last week and ran through Sunday, and I got to go to that, and it was a lot of fun. So we got to explore and see all over town and do a lot of neat things. But it was a very, very neat town. Six and a half hours from St. Louis.
The only towns I've ever been in were Cincinnati and Akron. Akron, Ohio, maybe.
Home of the, Canton, Ohio is the football hall.
Akron, Ohio, maybe one of the most boring places that I have ever been. and it's like the country's capital for making tires. Goodyear, Firestone, they're all in Akron, Ohio. And as a result of that, everybody's house, you think pollen is a problem? People's homes have rubber dust all over them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. My grandmother used to live there, and I hated going there. Rubber dust everywhere.
Hmm.
And maybe it was because it was my grandmother. Maybe it was because they were old and their house was scary and the basement was too dark. But for whatever reason, I never liked Akron, Ohio. Cincinnati is a lot like St. Louis. Streets are the same, marked the same, river. It's very much the same layout. So you were in Columbus.
Yeah.
Columbus. So I don't know, you just triggered a memory for some reason. You mentioned the dust from rubber or whatever. But when I was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, they have a deal where, I guess it's the Quaker Oats factory is there.
Wow.
And they said when they are making Crunch Berries, you know, the Captain Crunch Crunch Berry, they said the entire city smells of Crunch Berries.
That's not
like
bad.
Every 3 weeks.
That's not a bad
thing. I thought
that
was kind of cool.
Not a bad thing.
Better than rubber, I guess.
I will tell you this. Akron, Ohio was the first escalator that I ever rode on. It was in a W.T. Grant store. And I'm a kid. I'm not kidding. I'll never forget this. And I'm staring at these stairs that are moving.
Whoa.
And that was the most thrilling. When you're a kid, that is like a Six Flags ride.
Oh, yeah.
You get on there, woohoo! Yeah. And you don't have to take any steps. I do remember that. And that's where my first big boy watch was purchased. W.T. Wow. Grant in Akron, Ohio. Yeah. That's it.
Right.
Those are all my memories. That and rubber dust.
What
do you have for us?
Well, Bernie Sanders talked about his new climate change plan, and very concerned about climate change. He wants to cut back on fossil fuels. And I guess the real reason Bernie wants to cut down on fossil fuels is because they're made from his high school friends.
It's an old age joke.
Yeah. And scientists have found a link between high blood sugar and dementia, which is kind of interesting. It explains the Cinnabon's new slogan, "The last bite you'll remember." Have you ever had one of those things? My God.
Oh, my goodness. Cinnabon, one of my favorite things in the world. Put them in the microwave for about 15 seconds. Cold milk. Now you're talking.
That's pretty good. North Korea has announced that they are developing their own smartphones. Unfortunately, the phones are so smart, they've already escaped North Korea.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Get out of there. And finally... Wow, big science news today. The world's first penis transplant took place, I guess, this morning.
No, I've got this in the Playhouse. This is huge.
And I think the only thing really that comes to mind right away is the congratulations, Dan.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah,
you're welcome, buddy. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
That's an actual story. It's not a joke, and I'm going to have more of it for you here in a minute. This is huge. And yes, it's something to be easy to make jokes about, penis transplant. But it's very serious, and I'll tell you a little bit later why it's such a great advancement in science and how it's going to save lives. And you think that sounds weird, but I'll tell you later what I'm talking about. I want to mention a pub crawl, because the proceeds from this go to every penny to Soldiers Memorial and the Museum Renovation Fund. It is the three-bar Central West End Trivia Pub Crawl. It'll be the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. Starts at about 12:30 in the afternoon at the West End Grill. West End Grill and Pub, which is on North Boyle, then moves to ITAP and Tom's Bar and Grill on Euclid. Three rounds of trivia at each location. And again, all of the money benefits the Soldiers Memorial Military Museum renovation in downtown St. Louis. $5 per person, but feel free to donate more. And I'm sure if you wanted more information, let's just pick one of these three places. Let's go with West End Grill and Pub. I'm sure they can tell you if you didn't remember what I just said. But that's a good cause. I'm happy to mention that. Okay, folks, I got about another day. And then we're going to have to wrap up the asking for money for the Window World Trivia Night, where all the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I will give you the current totals and highest bids. There are only two things up for auction here. One is dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns, and I have a very generous offer of $3,500 from Steve. Steve, thank you, but folks, we'll give this one more day. If you want to up that, that would be fantastic. I have just a flat-out donation, nothing wanted in return, from Paul for $2,500. We have our two highest bids for the two couples to sit at the trivia table Saturday night, the 21st, which is this Saturday night, with Dan and Peon and their ladies, $800 each from Sue and Bob. Johnny Holtzman of the Well Hungarian said, here's $100, I don't want anything for it. An anonymous donor, I know him, and you folks actually know who he is. And he is so generous every time we do something like this and insists that we never mention his name. $1,000 from him. And a $300 check from Gary, who asked me to tell the Nookie Green joke. And I did. And now he's going to pay $300, as he did last year. So that brings us to a grand total, and I hope we're not finished, of $9,000. Thank you all. But I don't say that as if it's concluded and over. It's not. We're going to take it into tomorrow. So please, this evening, check with your husband, your wife, your whatever, and see if you don't want to step up and bid on either a place at the table. You got a top 800, buy at least 100. Or dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns. That's at $3,500. So thank you.
We will have food at the table provided by Peroni's
Lots
Pizzeria.
Of it. Yeah. More pizza than you can eat. If you stuff yourself and stuff yourself and stuff yourself, and they think you've had all a human can eat, and you still say, oh, I want more pizza,
one more.
They'll just keep bringing pizzas. Mm-hmm. And there'll be all kinds of fun stuff there, too. I cannot believe that this bathroom thing is actually still even an issue. I read an article this morning, and they actually have a picture, a proposed picture that would go on the door. You'd have your men's room, your women's room, and then it says all gender restroom. And what's funny is that, you know, the little diagram of the man with his hands straight down and then the woman with the skirt? There are three pictures on here. One is the one you're accustomed to seeing, the woman with the skirt. Then there's the man, little man with no skirt. And then there is a silhouette, if you will, of a guy with a half skirt. Well, it's just a half skirt. It doesn't flare on the other side. And it says all gender restroom.
Oh.
Let me tell you why this is stupid. First of all, people have been going in the restroom they shouldn't have been going in for years. We just didn't know it. You see a woman walk in and you think, man, there's an ugly woman.
Yeah.
Or there's a real man-like woman. It's not a woman. It's a guy in a dress, and he went in the women's room. I think that's more prevalent here than the other way around, than a woman wanting to go into the men's room. Either way, what in this world are we doing making this an issue? This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard of. Now, my middle son had a great suggestion this weekend. He said, look, three bathrooms. One has an M, one has a W, and the other has a question mark. And the question mark, anybody can go into. There you go.
Of course, that would require building three bathrooms, and some businesses can't do that. It's still stupid. Everything about it is stupid. Thank you, Caitlyn Jenner, because this is what started all this.
Oh, no. Here's the best now.
That he's going to switch back.
Yes.
How about that? After all this, apparently he has said, this is too much work, too much trouble. I think I'll just be a guy again. I hope that's true.
Now he's got boobs, right?
I hope that's true.
He did have boobs put in.
Yeah.
No, they'll take them out.
Yeah, I guess they'll take them out.
But I'm not kidding. I hope that is true. How foolish will a lot of people feel after they made all these adjustments just because of this guy or this it or whatever it is?
He wants to go back now.
Yeah. Pia and I were talking off the air. He's not old enough to realize this, but years ago, and Dan will know, in the 60s, let's say, every garage, every lawnmower repair shop you went into had pinups and calendars of topless gals. Remember that?
Yeah.
Especially if it was a place where guys worked. Now, there still might be a woman working there. They didn't care.
No.
Man, those days are long gone. I remember as a kid wanting to go into the Phillips 66 station and back where they serviced the cars because they had like 15 different nudie calendars.
And they would take either have the calendars or take the centerfold out of Playboy.
Yes, and hang it up.
Or Penthouse, yeah.
Right in the workplace.
Yeah.
Ah, the good old days. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is such a childish joke, but I love it, and it's juvenile. That's why I like it. I think it's been long enough we can tell it again. Little Red Riding Hood is walking along a trail in the woods, and she looks over and spots the big bad wolf. He's crouched behind a hedge, crouched down, and she goes, "Hey! Little Red Riding Hood, I see you. I can see you crouching behind that shrub. Wow, what big ears you have. I know, that's a better to hear me with." And he jumps up and runs away. Further down the trail, she spots him again. This time he's hiding behind a big rock. He's crouched down behind a rock. She says, "Hey! Hey, is that you? Yeah, Big Bad Wolf, I see you. I see you behind that rock. Wow, you got big teeth. What big teeth you have. I guess that's the better to eat me with. I see you." And he jumps up and runs away. Further down the trail, she spots the big bad wolf behind a tree, hiding behind a tree, crouched down. She says, "Hey, little red, big bad wolf, Little Red Riding Hood here. See you. I see you." Crouched behind the tree. And he comes out from behind the tree. He says, "Hey, for goodness sakes, will you leave me alone? I'm trying to poop."
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, there are problems right now on northbound 55. It's between Highway A and Herculaneum McNutt. You've got an accident. Now, it is off on the right shoulder, but folks are only using the left lane as they go by the tow truck and the police car that are on the shoulder there. You are backed up south of Highway A. You've got another accident on westbound 70 at Bermuda. Now, it sounds like only the right lane is blocked now, but you still have a pretty good backup there. Eastbound 70, east of the Earth City Expressway, the right lane was blocked there with an accident. Also on eastbound 70 past the Museal Veterans Bridge, you've got an accident blocking the left lane. Westbound 44 past Tucker. Then you've got southbound 55 drivers. You're slowing Dorset all the way down through Highway 44, and you're going to run into pockets of rain all over the place. Westbound 364, heavy the Maryland Heights Expressway out through Highway 94. This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. In this rain, wipers are a driver's best friend, so how are yours looking? Right now, buy two Trico Neoform wiper blades and save $8 at Advance Auto Parts. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take McGraw and Kelly Jackson with you?
Wait a minute. Business class? I'm sorry. I only fly first class.
No.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, but my hotel room must have a mini bar.
No. No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean I wasn't invited on your vacation?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hey, Cardinals fans, later this month, the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's loaded with great promotions. Friday, May 20th, it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome. Saturday, May 21st, the Adult Cardinals Pullover. Sunday, May 22nd is Six Flags Day, Family Attractions Card Giveaway, and the Kids Performance T-shirt presented by the Pasta House. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotion.
It's that time of year again when we're all back outside doing yard work and in our gardens. The Cardinals are here to help. Friday, May 20th, the Cardinals face the Diamondbacks, and it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome Giveaway. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will leave with an exclusive Yadier Molina Garden Gnome, and a limited number of these gnomes feature gold or platinum gloves. That's Friday, May 20th, and tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Folks are loving it. They are loving it. Listen to them.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow, really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes, instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where you don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karastan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karastan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
When it comes to standby generators for residential and commercial customers, two names stand out among the rest: Kohler Generators and CK Power. Kohler standby generators are engineered to restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. Unlike portable generators, they can be connected to your natural gas line or propane supply and include an automatic transfer feature to start and stop automatically, meaning no extension cords and no refueling. CK Power has been the proud distributor for Kohler Power Systems in Missouri for more than 30 years. They provide the engineering, expertise, and preventive maintenance services that are essential to keep your standby generator in optimal condition, so it's primed when you need it most. When you're ready to upgrade to a Kohler standby generator for your home or business, talk to the professionals at CK Power. CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Find out more by calling 314-868-8620 or online at CKPower.com.
You've heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care for years. You've heard me talk about how it's a family-run business, and you've heard me talk about how it's been handed down from generation to generation. If you're looking for a dentist, look no further than Bowen Dental Care. Now, though, I'm thrilled to announce that Bowen Dental Care is getting bigger. He's combining his office with Dr. Mark Gutman's office to make a bigger and better office. So, if you have insurance, or if you're looking for dental implants, or if you're looking for a family dentistry, now you can call Bowen Dental Care, and you can work with Dr. Mark Gutman and or Dr. John Bowen. Bowen Dental Care is in Florissant, and it's been around a long time. Dental implants, family dentistry, Invisalign, root canals, capping your teeth, whatever it may be, Bowen Dental Care. They now accept most insurance plans. So if you called before and they didn't cover you, now call again because they just might. 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The recent hailstorm that blew through the area caused tremendous damage. If your home sustained damage or if you think your home may have been damaged, contact Fifth Generation Services today at 636-797-4700. Fifth Generation Services can get the process of roof replacement started quickly and efficiently. Again, if your home sustained damage from the recent hailstorm, call Fifth Generation Services at 636-797-4700 or online at 5gstl.com.
St. Louis FC is looking forward to making a run in the prestigious Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Join in on the truly authentic St. Louis soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. Make your plans to be there Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. for the opening game of the Open Cup presented by Mercy. Be a part of the excitement and get your tickets now. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0999 or go to stlouisfc.com.
All right, folks, now listen up. Mike Evans is coming along. I have to break in here and tell you, our anonymous donor of $1,000 wants nothing in return, just contacted us and said, if you can get somebody to give $500 to When the World Cares that ultimately goes to St. Jude, he says, I will match it with $500 in addition to my $1,000. Well, listen to me. Listen to me, people. You know who you are, where $500 will not change your life. You're not going to miss a meal or a house payment. I need $500 because I can double it if you will call. And Dan will take your call. By the end of Mike Evans' segment, wouldn't this be great? That would put us at $10,000 for St. Jude. Unheard of. 314-969. KTRS or 888-550-KTRS or from most cell phones, star KTRS. We're looking for $500. You get nothing in return except the good feeling of knowing that you have donated to an incredible hospital that takes care of very, very sick children. 500 gets us another 500, and to Mr. Anonymous, you are one of the most generous people that I know. And I just sent him a note and said, you're going to heaven. Because I really, 500, that's what we need. You have the numbers. Give us a call.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get it?
There's a guy that lives in Southern California who knows how to relax. He ends his day with some good spirits and in good spirit. His name is Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by as fine a place as you'll ever go for lunch or dinner, and that is Annie Gunn's Restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. And right next door, some of the finest meat and seafood and soups and deli items, if that's what you want to call them, the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards are always a great idea, because who wouldn't want a gift card from either one of these places? Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, Mike Evans. Everybody.
That's right, Army.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was okay. Today is actually great because we're on the verge and close to having $10,000 for St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Wow. It's
been a good day.
Good is that?
It's fantastic.
No, I'm serious. How good is that?
Well, it's blowing us away because we were looking for $5,000. We're at $9,000, maybe about to hit $10,000.
That's fabulous. Your pop quiz question today, you know I love golf. Name the name of the celebrity with the lowest legitimate handicap. Justin Timberlake, Ray Romano, Mark Wahlberg, George Lopez. Answer in just a minute. Love Nugget. Kaylee Cuoco. Her new boyfriend is a guy named Carl Cook. He is a 25, a billionaire thanks to his family. He calls himself also a professional equestrian. Will be trying out to make it to the Olympic equestrian team. Kaylee and Carl are also going to the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro together. Hopefully he'll be part of the American U.S. team.
Aren't you stunned at how many billionaires there seem to be all of a sudden?
There are a lot of them.
Wow.
Bastards.
Man, yeah, no kidding.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Has had several visits from her baby while in rehab for the dreaded postpartum syndrome. While Hayden says that she loves her daughter, that since having the baby, she's just become very depressed. Even some people worry about her suicidal. So very sad she's been in rehab. I guess that's a real thing, man. A lot of ladies work.
No, it is a real thing, and it's something I will never understand. I'm not a woman, of course, but I just don't get it. You have a child, you should be elated and happy, and some women go into this funk. It's a weird thing.
It is. Is
it true
that Prince Charles, I want you to get Prince Charles in your mind's eye. Prince Charles.
Got him.
Prince Charles.
Got him.
Prince Charles.
Big ears. Got him.
And Barbara Streisand, get her in your mind's eye.
Barbara Streisand. Got her face right here.
Yeah, Prince Charles and Barbara Streisand had an affair before he married Diana.
I don't doubt that.
I'll tell you what, that you talking about bumping some uglies right there.
Yeah.
In fact, ever since I heard about that, I've been sleeping with the lights on. I mean, that's how much it scares me.
My dad used to describe a guy like Prince Charles with those ears is when you look at him, it's like you're looking at a taxi cab coming down the road with the doors open.
That was really good when I heard that when 1953 when I
said it was. I said it was from my dad.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. It's going to be two huge stories that will be constantly sort of dribbling out. One, Bill Clinton and his $2 million mistress named Julia McMahon. She's talking all about what's been going on. Also, she talks about how Bill Clinton told her that Hillary is having an alleged 10-year lesbian affair between her and Huma, the Congressman Wiener's wife.
I did not say that. Let me make this clear. I did not say that about my wife.
What happened to your voice?
I got some scratchy stuff.
That was pretty scratchy.
Yeah.
You might want to take some Listerine or something.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Odds and ends, Ashton Kutcher, Jay-Z, and some stars invested millions and millions of bucks into BlackJet, a private jet service. Went belly up after a year. They lost all their money.
Hmm.
Kylie Kardashian is 18 years old.
Wow, that's great.
And buys clothes to match. Her $260,000 Rolls Royce, and also only buys car clothes that will match her $140,000 Beamer.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah, you got to understand that. Date in history, May 16, 1929, the first Academy Awards are held. Bet you can't tell me what movie won the first Academy Award.
No, I used to know this. Anybody? No?
No.
I don't remember.
Wings.
Wings?
Huh. Involving Howard Hughes. May 16th, 1988, U.S. Surgeon General releases a report that cigarettes and other tobacco products are addictive and cause cancer. 24 hours later, the tobacco industry refuted the report, saying, calling it, quote, totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Pregnant Janet Jackson, 50 years old today, and Prego.
Wow.
I think she's beautiful still.
No, she's pretty.
You don't like her?
Yeah, I like her, all right.
How much do you like her?
Well, not that much. And finally...
And I have an update also.
Muppet Jim Henson died on this day in 1990.
I'm sorry, Mike. Hang on. We have an update?
Yes, we have an update.
We have the bulletin, the update bulletin.
Somebody donated that money. I can
we interrupt the Mike Evans segment, which we almost never do for this update. We go now live to Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
Thank you so much, Frank. And Mike was correct. A guy named Joe called and said, I'll send you the $500.
That is $10,000.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you, Mr. Anonymous, for matching it. Okay, now
that,
we can...
That is beautiful. And finally.
And finally. Here we go. Wow, this feels good. I love this.
Beautiful is what it is, Franco.
That's right.
Who has the lowest legitimate handicap in golf? Justin Timberlake, Ray Romano, Mark Wahlberg, George Lopez.
Oh, man. I'll go Wahlberg.
I'll say... I'll say Wahlberg.
I think these are all good golfers, but I'm going to go Ray Romano.
Ray Romano is a 15.6. Mark Wahlberg at 13.9. George Lopez, about the same as me, 9.2. But Justin Timberlake, who owns his own golf course, a 1.6.
Wow, that's good.
I'm Mike Evans from Hollywood. See you.
I'm glad George Lopez is a good golfer because he's not funny.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea. My goodness, I'm excited about this. Thank you, Joe, for the $500. Thank you, and you know who you are, for matching it. You're at a total of $1,500 and want nothing in return. This has been a good day, but we're not finished. We'll finish it off tomorrow. I leave you with a reminder that if you have $25,000 or more, we have a couple of people you might want to talk to and meet with. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, if you are currently working with a financial advisor but you would like a second opinion, Mark Reed and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel, member SIPC and NYSE. They will help you determine whether or not your portfolio is performing as well as it should. If your assets are properly diversified, they can also talk to you about tax-advantaged investment strategies, some that you might have overlooked, and explaining your options for claiming Social Security benefits. They will show you if you're on the right track. And if you are, they'll tell you so. You're doing fine. What you're doing looks good. If not, they'll give you their suggestions. First meeting is complimentary, of course. But you're the one that sets it, and you do that by calling them, and you'll find their number and everything else you need at markandjason.com.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it's been kind of a rough one. It's not raining hard, but it's enough to cause problems. If you're on southbound 55, you're jammed solid 4500 South Broadway out down through Revis Barracks. Eastbound 40 downtown, Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, it's Jefferson out through McCausland. You're going to find slow pockets from Clayton Warson all the way out through Mason. On westbound 70, you had that accident at Bermuda, and that was causing backups to O'Fallon Park, and then you're heavy again as you get out towards the Air City Expressway through 94. Eastbound 270, still heavy McDonald through New Florissant. And looking at southbound 270, we've got slow traffic still from Olive down through Highway 44. This report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. In this rain, wipers are a driver's best friend. So how are yours looking? Right now, buy two Trico Neoform wiper blades and save $8 at Advance Auto Parts. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weese.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural, With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-589-0824. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-589-0824. That's 1-800-589-0824. Call 1-800-589-0824.
Yo, it's me, The Grill. Why don't you put down that garden hose and get over here? We got some grilling to do. So scrape my grate and lay it on me. Spicy Korean pork chops, grilled pork burritos, and double smoky ribs with bacon, bourbon, barbecue sauce. Woo-wee! I'm getting up to 350 real fast. So come on, let's grill for it. Want to grill for it this summer? Get started at porkbeinspired.com. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, something special about this truck and the man behind the wheel. You may remember him. He was shot and paralyzed when he left a Cardinal game.
Tonight, Chris Santa opens up like you've never seen him on his new life after the shooting.
Remains found in an Illinois community are positively identified. What relatives are saying about the revelation.
An Arnold woman charged with murder. What police say happened before the deadly shots.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
Our breaking news tonight, a former St. Louis police officer is charged with first-degree murder in a 2011 officer-involved shooting.
Prosecutors say that Jason Stockley shot Anthony Lamar Smith following a police chase on December 20th of 2011. Prosecutors say that Stockley, a passenger in the police car, fired shots at Smith's car, then